Yabovietska with the BBC News. Accounts are emerging in Ukraine of Russian brutality in towns and villages recently liberated by Ukrainian forces in the northeast of the country. A BBC correspondent has visited a police station in the town of Balaklia, which Russian troops used as their headquarters. Locals held there told of screaming being heard from adjacent cells. One said he'd been tortured with electricity. Another, pensioner Mykola Vinik, described his experience.
What do you think it's like living under occupation? We were scared of everything. We didn't leave the cellar. When it was quiet, we'd crawl out to eat and go to a toilet. We lived in fear because the Russian soldiers were putting bags over people's heads and taking them away to torture them.
The Ukrainian offensive is continuing, with footage being posted showing Ukrainian troops raising their flag over several recently liberated villages. In his evening address, President Zelensky said more territory had been recaptured and stabilized.
As of now, stabilization measures are completed in an area of 4,000 square kilometers. In another liberated area of about the same size, stabilization measures are still ongoing. Remnants of occupation forces and saboteur groups are being uncovered. Collaborators are being arrested. Full security is being re-established.
The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II has returned from Scotland to Buckingham Palace in London, where it'll remain overnight. Tomorrow, a procession will accompany the former monarch to Westminster Hall, where the late Queen will lie in state for 4 days. Our royal correspondent Nicholas Witchell reports.